Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is April 24th, Tuesday, 2012.
And I have no idea what episode
it is. Episode 416.
Watch out for that stick.
Send us your nudie pics.
Oh, that's I like that one better.
I like it. Let's do it. We'll go with that. Ooh. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? Guys and gals.
And lesbians.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear you guys are all great. I was waiting for them to respond.
Well, they are. Yeah. It's just a couple days later.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry your cat died.
Well, not only that, but, you know, we do have to remember what we talk about, you know, because people like to live tweet their listening to our recordings.
Right. Yeah, they do.
Which is really confusing when it's like 2 weeks later and we're like...
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Because you don't post the show until 2 weeks later.
No, I have been really good.
Oh, his have come out very quickly, timely, and appropriately.
What was it, Sunday that Mark was like, when's the new show coming out? And I'm like, I actually have no idea.
It came out Sunday. It was... I think I scheduled it Sunday at 8:30 or Monday morning at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
or
no,
something.
That came out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So I've been doing Thursday and Sunday.
Nice.
Is that pretty good? Or should I do Wednesday and Sunday? Should I keep them waiting?
No, I see you can just do what you're doing now.
Okay. So no one's complained about the length of the shows.
Or
that's usually the first thing they complain about.
Any more complaints about the sound since, you know?
No more complaints, but no one has said it's gotten any better. So I have no idea. I ask people, please let us know if it sounds different, if it sounds better, worse. You don't give a shit, let us know.
Well, we know they don't give a shit.
Right. Which is kind of weird because... So, all right. Because
they really do give a shit.
The show came out on Monday. Today's Tuesday. That might be why the downloads are a little down. Because when I looked at the downloads, I was like, what the fuck is going on? That was sad. But I was validated by a couple people this week, which is nice. People actually did respond back to us and let us know, you know, their thoughts or views.
Yeah, no, I think it's official that the Ask the Expert will be sticking around.
Yes, for a while, until we ask everyone in the whole world the question.
Right, and who knows if it'll happen every episode. I mean, sure it will, because why wouldn't it?
Right, I mean, why not?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we don't have anything else better to do.
So we did miss some topics and or questions from some of our Facebook followers, because they were a little tardy after we recorded a
couple
weeks ago.
They were tardy to the party?
So, first of all, your name looks like Chode to me, and I know that you've corrected yourself to Ricky.
Shod.
I'm going to call him Shod.
So, Mr. Shod.
Shod.
You, either one, really like yourself. Two.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, or in great need of validation, like Ricky.
No, like because other people I know. Nessa.
There was a minimum... of four times in the month of April that your topic request was discuss my sexiness or some version of that phrase.
Mm-hmm. So I think for Waylon, it's hard because he has never like seen you in person. I haven't either. So I can't.
Why is it hard for me then?
It really meant me. Well, us.
Gotcha.
Because... Sexy in person can be different than sexy, like, in a picture far away.
Well, not only that, but I, you know, the sexiest thing for me is definitely intellect or fun.
How do you have any friends?
Well, I have friends. They're just not sexy.
But are they smart?
You're not sexy.
Being but then smart it would have to be smart, right?
No, being smart is sexy.
Oh, so you're not smart.
I'm quitting.
So my
fault.
The end.
And then
cue the music.
And then also another one that we missed was from him as well. And
so we're just going to tell him you're hot.
There you go.
Does that work?
Sure.
Oh, you're fucking hot.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Oh. Oh, I love you, Chode.
He actually works for a company. Shade.
Shade.
He actually works for a, I forget where he's from. Is it? It's some.
Well, you can find it all over our Facebook page, since, right? You know,
I can't remember where he's from, but the company that he works for, they have like a huge building here in Chicago.
Oh,
and nice, he's wanting to move there, but I guess it's not so easy to move between the companies. That's hard when you have to relocate to another area for the same company you work for.
Yeah, he also wanted to know which one of us had the sexiest underwear.
Not me.
You don't have sexy underwear. They're boring.
Yeah, because they're comfortable.
What do you wear?
I wear anything but silk.
Are you a boxers or brief or boxer brief?
I do all three. I have all three.
I cannot do boxers. Cannot. I'm a brief or boxer brief. Depends on how much chub rub and the weather. If there's lots of walking, then sometimes the briefs don't come out.
Right.
See, I'm all boxer briefs because I don't like boxers because it's a little too hangy loosey for me. Loosey goosey.
I will get a big old boner. I'm telling you, it should be against the law. If you have a huge dick, it should be against the law for you to wear briefs or anything tight.
No, first of all,
my underwear's not tight either.
First of all, though, I don't know. There's that whole chafing of the head thing. Well, you know, you're an uncut soul. You don't have to worry about that. You got rights of protection.
I got my protection.
But if I wear briefs,
built-in protection.
Almost 98% of my briefs are superhero.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm not even sure if I
mine
have.
Mine aren't regular briefs either. Mine are day of the week briefs, and I have superhero briefs that I never wear.
And yet today's Tuesday, and he's wearing his Monday underwear.
No, today I have on
black.
Joking.
Boxer briefs.
Twinsies. I have boring black boxer briefs.
What am I
today? Please say they're black boxer briefs.
No, they're gray.
Aww.
They're blue.
Oh, blue.
Azul.
Like your heart.
So basically, we don't have
Azul.
Sexy. We don't have sexy underwear. Unless we're wearing our superhero.
I have sexy underwear. I just never wear it.
Now, in a few weeks, we're at Bear Pride.
I'll make
there's a boxer party.
I'll make Brad wear my Colt jockstrap.
No.
To the boxer, to nuts
not
and butts.
Not gonna happen.
I have several jockstraps that I have never worn to anything.
You've never like...
Oh, wait. No, I did wear it to...
That one trick. Sauce.
No. Were you with us? Huh? When we were at the... It was a bear thing or whatever. My short... was I with
Josh? I have never seen
plumber. Somebody took a picture. Somebody took a picture of it.
No,
I think George has the picture. Actually.
The only
he would.
The only
it was the bottom lounge.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You weren't with us. The only
was that
jock
last
strap,
year's Bear Pride.
That would have been.
I don't know.
It would have been the same one with the venereal disease because that was the
one VD
dance you were at that we weren't at.
No, I was.
I don't think that was it. It may have been it because I was probably really.
Yeah, we
upset.
Were. Remember, we saw him.
Oh well, we left early.
Yeah, we left early.
Someone has a picture of me, my pants falling down and me pissing in the alley or something.
The only jockstrap picture that I have is Luigi from Pride last year when his ass was hanging out his pants.
Oh, yeah. But
with
he had the
Obama,
fancy. He had,
in the Obama sticker on his butt cheek.
Didn't he have like the fancy jockstrap on or something? Like his butt cheek, like there was a strap between his butt cheeks or something. What was that?
Oh.
There was something different about him.
Really?
Than normal.
I thought it looked like just a regular jockstrap.
I don't know. He has all kinds of weird stuff.
Gotcha.
He's back in California now.
Yeah. There you go. So,
he is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he moved a while ago.
Back in San Diego.
San Diego.
And then
which also means Wells Vagina.
No, I think it's St.
No, it's Wells Vagina.
when in Rome.
Wait. Waylon's Vagina.
There you go. So, we do have one other topic that we missed, which... we could have a long conversation on and could be an ask the expert, but I think we have two better questions for that anyway.
Okay.
But Miss Tiffany posted on Facebook.
Oh, no. This one made me want to stab myself.
Yeah. She said she wanted to talk about how sucky her, this is not verbatim, mind you, how sucky her birthday was because she threw a birthday party and no one showed up.
What?
She threw herself a birthday party and no one showed up. Now, if you did that, Ricky or Bradley, what would you do to your friends?
First of all, right now, if that happened to me, I guarantee you this would not be happening.
He's pointing to us.
There would be no more of this. It would be Ricky
He's
on the microphone by himself,
again.
Probably. Talking about how I need to go back to Florida, probably. Because that's where the real people that love me are.
My friends don't love
love me.
Well, the only reason we wouldn't come is if you scheduled it when we're out of town, and that's just your own stupidness.
And I would not do
and
that.
You would not do that.
Because we're your only friends.
I like your face.
What was my face like?
I don't know. It just looked really funny. You're like, because we're your only,
are you happy?
We're your only friends.
He's like bouncing like a...
I know.
I've got friends.
Well,
I
don't
have
my boobs.
I don't have to worry about Tiffany's problem. I've got friends.
Oh,
so
that's not true.
I would say if it was
it's
at
not
a
true.
Bar...
You don't have friends.
I don't.
If I planned it at a bar, I would totally milk the shit out of that and get so many free
drinks.
Oh,
my God. I would wear a button that said, I threw a birthday party and no one came to it. Buy me a drink.
Yep.
Mm.
It's my
and
birthday
Tiffany,
and
you,
nobody was at my birthday
are
party.
You... Wait, is this... Wait, let me see who this is. I don't... It's not... I don't think it's Tiffany that I know from
it starts,
Florida.
Last name starts with W. I can't read my handwriting.
Okay, one second. Let me take a look.
I want to know who she invited, because did you invite like 2 people, 4 people? How does no one show up? Like, really?
Yeah.
That is...
Tiffany, was this your issue?
No.
Did you just not send out the invitations? Are they still sitting on your countertop in the kitchen? Kidding.
Do you remember what posting that was?
It was... it would have been on... When we, the first night we recorded here, it was the ask for stuff that night.
Since
because
Tuesday.
I believe we got it after.
Oh, this is weird. The layout, I don't like this because it's not like in order or something.
Facebook.
I don't like the timeline either.
I hate timeline on Facebook. I hate Facebook in general.
It's getting
right
on
now.
My nerves. Fucking Facebook.
God, I hate myself.
Well, I'll find
that. Oh, Tiffany Well.
Whoa, what?
Shh. You know her?
No, I don't know. Well, she's a listener.
Right,
I thought it was my friend Tiffany from
Florida.
Gotcha. I don't know how to respond to that, because I can tell you if that was me, I think I don't know what I would
he'd
do.
He'd have a big old BF.
No, I would literally probably cry. I'd cry on my birthday. And
sorry.
Then the next day, I would go up to every person that I invited and look them straight in the eye and say, fuck you.
Yeah, I think I would almost go buy breakup cards and mail them to every single one
good.
Of the people and be like, yeah, fuck you.
Well, Tiffany, we're sorry.
Yes, that sucks.
If you would have invited us, we probably wouldn't have been able to come, but we would have
done something.
Said, let's sing happy birthday to her right now. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tiffany.
Tiffania.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Yeah. See, that's better than friends anyway.
That's right.
Really. When
who
you have
needs friends when found monkeys?
You just got a birthday serenade on iTunes.
Right. I mean, that's... And no one's paying for it.
Right.
That was,
so it's kind of like no one came to your party.
That was faux free.
We're sorry to hear that people didn't come to your birthday, but
but I really
next
wish,
year.
I would really definitely suggest checking your calendar to make sure you did send those.
Or comments. I suggest checking out who your friends are and getting different ones.
New ones.
Yes. Yes.
Did no family members came, or was that not an option?
I had lots of
she
questions
to
about
let us
that
know.
Too.
Tiffany, you're going to have to let us know what your invitation looked like, how many people you sent it out to, if you were estranged from your family, if you have a dog or a cat, if
ASL,
you have roast beef lips.
Ew. Gross.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Can we call that Arby's? You got Arby lips.
So let us know. Should we go into last night? Or ask the expert? Expert or expert. Phone call?
Let's get our...
we had a phone call?
We have 2 phone calls.
Let's do 1 phone call and 1 review, and we'll save the other 2 for the other show.
So how about we do the review first? Since...
Where's the phone call?
They're on there. They're the 7... The emails that start with numbers.
Got it.
We're going to do the first one that came in first. It's by the same person, but he has 2 different phone calls. And we're going to read our 5-star review that we have. Uno momento, por favor.
I will say, I'm really kind of getting tired of my iPhone now.
and I'm really wanting a new one.
Hashtag first world problems.
If anyone wants to, you know, get rid of their new iPhone.
Hey, so if you have the email up, why don't we go into, is that your personal email, like Nicole? Because we could talk about her topic.
No, it's in the Foul Monkeys email. Okay.
We'll do that later then.
Well, I can go ahead and read it now.
Well, unless you have the Foul Monkeys email up, Brad.
It's downloading. This is why I don't like my phone.
I was just saying that maybe so we can kill some time while you're looking up.
Well, I have the review.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, let's do the review.
Oh, wait, one's missing.
Uh-oh.
Wait, here we go.
One star review. Oh, no, this is actually a good one. This.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Am I going to have to plug it into my phone?
Do you have it up and ready?
The phone, too.
Oh, you're so clever.
I know who we're going to call for Waltz.
Oh, okay. Is it somebody we all know or someone you know? Or
you know them, but not as well as I do.
Oh. Are they from the state?
Yes. No.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have a 5-star review. This is from...
All I have to say is this is how you do the shit.
We know who this is. We know who this is. As soon as I read it, you'll know. It's from Photo Bo. Straight review of gay podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Here we go.
I have been listening to this podcast since the crying episode.
Oh, God. It's our yes. Favorite photographer.
Yes. Yes.
God only knows why I stayed. Probably. Is that like one of those backdoor comments or something? What do they call it? Well, backhand comments?
Fuck, as Mark says.
I hate that. I hate it, Mark.
God only knows why I stayed. Probably because it just keeps getting more interesting and funny. Thanks, boys. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Alex.
He is the, just so everyone knows, he's the one who took our wonderful Christmas card pictures.
Right, and hopefully next year for Christmas, he'll do our next one. Which, should we start thinking about our Christmas card now?
No.
We'll start Christmas in July. We'll
I think
that.
We should do, yeah, I was going to say, Let's I think not, it should wait after a
we
certain
We should
event.
Probably get our website working before we think about anything else.
Right,
we're going on 2013.
Are we going to have to do a what's it called, Kickstart?
A Kickstart campaign?
Are we going to have to Kickstart campaigns so that we can get our website done? So,
Lordy, ladies.
I'm letting that one be.
We still may need some assistance, and no one has come forward.
We don't know yet.
So, but we actually thought about making a begging, pleading recording.
For Big Fatty.
For Big Fatty's show, because anything that Big Fatty says or anything that's recorded on Big Fatty's show... happens
because he gets what he wants.
Right, he gets what he wants,
and when he wants it, he gets it now.
I'm just gonna give you something really quick. When I'm trying to get this, it's not uploading this one, but the other one's uploading fine. Looks like the same number.
Okay.
Oh, well. But anyway, about the photographer. If you're in the greater Chicago area and he does travel, gay or not, and need engagement pictures,
he does other states too.
Engagement pictures or anything like that, he is more than willing to talk to you. And
he is. And in particular, he said, gay marriages.
Yeah, he would love to, because he, you know, as a straight guy, he also knows that it's hard to get into that market because, you know, most gay people want to use family, that kind of stuff, and don't know if you're going to find a bigot.
Right.
He would love to be a part of same-sex marriages. Like, he likes the idea. He's only done one, but he would love more practice, too.
Right.
Just because it is, he realized just how different... a lesbian wedding was. Like, he didn't really think it'd be that different because his mindset, he doesn't really care. Different.
Right.
He goes, no, the dynamic is incredibly different and the kind of pictures, you know, that they wanted and just, you know, your whole thought process changed artistically with the two girls.
So you guys should let us know. And, well, did we say his website?
We did a long time
just
ago.
Just email us. We'll give it to you.
Oh.
Or call.
Or look at our Christmas cards online. I think we posted his info on it.
Yeah,
so.
We did that. So that was our 5-star review. Thank you very much,
thank
Alex.
You.
We have another one. We're going to read it in the next show. So you all remember, and if you are a longtime listener, you all remember Nicole. The big boob girl, that's laugh was annoying to 50% of the population and not annoying to the other 50% of the population.
I love the edit in the intro when that was in there.
Oh, when she Lou did that. Oh, my friend Lou, he's so cute. Are we listening to the phone call?
No.
All right, so this email is from Nicole. We were supposed to read it the April 10th show, which we didn't.
Sorry.
So sorry. Already told her. And then she's like, well, did you read it on the second show? I was like, no.
We just like, on the same day.
No, we have actually done four shows. Oh, since this email came
up. More than you the last time said, no, we don't have any new emails.
Right. So Nicole says,
what? I was just reading the email. Oh.
So she says, hi, y'all. It's former Foul Monkeys Nicole writing to check in with the crew and say that I had some of the best times ever working with my bestest gay Ricky on the show. I have never laughed so much or met so many awesome people as I did with this show. And in parentheses, and Walt, big fatty, I'm talking to you guys here. End quote. I wish I could still contribute and have fun, but I am stuck here in the heat of the South, almost as hot here as it is in Ricky's pillowcase panties. That's pillow pants. Get it right.
Pillow pants.
Well, I'm off to go be a geek and watch Glee, so ta-ta for now from me and my huge tatas. Oh, and remember, when you're riding on a scooter and something spills out your shooter, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Oh my God, that episode Nicole, was hilarious.
AKA Goldie. So, I don't know if you've heard the show, and it's just a reminder, and I don't remember the show number, so don't ask. We did a whole episode of just diarrhea song. And we laughed, and we laughed, and we laughed until we could laugh no more. It was hilarious. And then people were sending us in diarrhea lyrics.
Nice.
It was awesome. People were calling them in, too. That was a segment that pretty much died. Like
when you're talking to your daughter and you feel that poo-poo water, diarrhea.
So apparently, though, she wants it revived because her request via Facebook was, you know what I want to talk about.
It was a funny, hilarious episode. I think it's around 2:30, maybe 2:40. Can't remember.
So I had a rather wet diarrhea the other day. Ew. I was really humored because I told you it happened. It was not just like green.
Did not tell me this.
It was a Hulk green because of the icing on that fucking cake that is in our kitchen. So there.
Ew.
It was like antifreeze green?
Yes. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Oh. Cake icing.
At least you didn't eat the black.
I know.
The black rose.
So there you go, Nicole. That was some diarrhea for you.
When you're running from the police and you feel that anal grease, diarrhea.
Are your school colors green and black?
Yeah.
And the first thing we said when I got in the car is, do not give me any of the flowers because I do not want to freak out when my poop is dark black or green.
And you think you have like tarry stool.
Right.
Like your stool.
Well, that in green, you know, your bile's green, so. Yeah. So there you go, Nicole. Diarrhea.
You will also have green poop if you eat a bunch of kale. Particularly kale chips before you go on a trip to Las Vegas and gas everyone out of the room.
Right. Well, that reminds me, I got to buy some new poop candles since it's been confirmed that.
Wait, yeah. Did you guys used to have yellow ducks in your bathroom? Because
they were a holiday. Yeah, they're a holiday.
Holiday ducks.
Oh, okay.
Now they're Kiss Ducks, Celebr Ducks, and Osborne family.
Yes. I was in there pooping and I was like, where are their yellow ducks?
Yeah. Nice. Nice. So.
So we haven't asked the expert? Are we going to do that now or?
Let's do the phone call since we're set up for that, since he's already plugged it in.
Oh, I plugged it in.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking phone calls.
Hey, it's Kyle in Hawaii. Again, in continuation of the last message.
No, that's wrong one. Stop it!
The other one is not working. Can you get it up? Do you have it up?
In the phone.
We're still getting used to the new setup.
This sucks, y'all. We really need to figure this out.
What sucks?
Like with this whole phone call thing.
Oh.
I want to be able to like use Skype and all that shit while we record.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking do that.
Just
Can you get it on yours?
Mm-hmm. Hey, boys, it's Kyle in Hawaii. Okay. I'm loving the Ask the Expert, and I'm loving the co-ed styling. Mouth from the South definitely has to have at least a 5-minute synopsis of his sexual exploits each week. Cause he's
5 minutes is not enough.
No. Well, I don't know, though. I think each one only lasts 5 minutes.
Oh. Good one. I hope he listens to this.
Yeah, right. Right.
I just listened to your recent show that you released regarding foreskins, and I was wondering, question to James Lurie, when it's hard, does he have enough skin to go past the head?
Oh.
And or how much, or is it tight when it's hard?
Oh.
And does he have those bumps that sometimes guys with foreskins have around their head, just slight bumps, the pleasure sensors.
Herpes?
Also, do you guys, with your experience with foreskins, do you guys like to get your lips around the foreskin and stick your tongue in it while you're going down on it, up and down on it, or do you just sheath it back and go down on it?
Nice, nice.
Anyway, love the show. Take care, boys. Bye.
Okay.
First of all, I love Kyle in Hawaii.
I love how he's like,
he sounds sexy.
He is cute. He's a cutie.
So,
Brad James.
Yes. Foreskin.
James Brad.
James Brad, Leroy, Big Honcho Daddy. The
I don't know about all that.
What?
Yeah. No.
No.
Well,
we're going to delete that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you're gonna edit the show.
it'll be
just
like,
for that.
It'll be like back in the day when you say his name and you put the dinosaur in, and you would still hear the name,
right? Yeah. Foreskin wise, I feel like in
first of all, I love that he is getting serious about this while holding a glass of red wine and kind of swirling it around. It's like Masterpiece.
Look
theater.
At it. It has nice legs.
Masterpiece Foreskin, brought to you by James Leroy.
So I think that with the length that he was asking,
mm-hmm.
for me personally, I think it's because from when I'm flaccid to when I'm hard, it's such a difference in length that my...
I hate a pragger.
Foreskin doesn't cover my head completely when I'm hard. And it's not tight.
No, but it covers most of it.
Halfway.
It's like it's like Ricky, since you're kind of bald, if you would have a turtleneck on and you would pull it all the way up
to your nose.
Up over your ears.
Uh-huh.
And so up to like over your ears and
so
your
eyes. It's kind of like a dome.
Yeah.
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 It's kind of like that character from Fat Albert.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
My penis is Fat Albert. The character
My
from
penis
Fat Albert.
Is a star.
I have that.
And since maybe we'll ask more how you prefer the tongue and the going down. Do you prefer
the pump? He also asked about the bumps.
I've seen that. I know what he's talking about.
I don't have
tiny white.
Well, everyone has those on the head, if that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. I have them on my head.
They're just not, some of them are more predominant.
Oh,
than
you mean around the. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like right before it's like the head and like turns into the shaft, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. I don't know the actual term, but no, I mean, mine aren't like crazy.
So do you prefer the skin to be pulled back or the tongue to be inserted into the skin?
I don't know. I've never really had anybody do that to me.
Yeah, it's not going to happen because I find it kind of disgusting to think about just like licking the inside of the foreskin.
Like, I personally believe that you should do that and blow on it and make it like a big bubble.
I'm going to try that.
I don't know if I like that.
What was that movie called?
The one, that song that's from. It's it has Cameron Diaz.
Sweet
something. Sweetest thing.
Sweetest thing.
I
will say that he does not have enough when hard to dock, because we've tried.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
you don't want to know that, do you?
Well, I'm just thinking about myself.
Yeah.
But
What was the other question he asked? What do we feel about... what was the last question he asked?
It was the three questions. My hood, the bumps, and the...
Pulling back the foreskin.
Oh, okay. So I do both, but I've been with guys that say, you're not doing it right. Could you pull the skin back?
I think... Yeah.
Well, I know when doing the actual oral, it's fun to do...
Unplug it from your charging. There you go.
It's fun to kind of do both, but yeah, if you're going to really go out, you got to pull it back.
You have to like...
Yeah. Oh, I wish you could see Ricky right now because he's kind of like he's kind of like cranking a fresh pepper grinder
and inserting it into his mouth at the same time. Hold on, would you like fresh pepper on your salad?
Yes. So, I think it's time for our Ask the Expert segment.
Okay, we need to ask the expert song.
We do.
Found it.
Oh,
not a.
It's not going to work because it's going to get...
Is he good? He was very sweet and complimentary and very into pleasing me.
Good girl.
Your penis is so thick.
Oh, your penis is just so pretty.
Your penis, it's so hard. Your penis is just so...
My body is a movie, and your penis is the star.
So, listeners, we need you to come up with, and you need to sing it on our voicemail.
Or do an MP3 recording.
Yes, a possibility for a theme song for the Ask the Expert. And now, if you don't want it to be... Well, obviously, you'd be played as we're, you know, we pick the winner. But if you it's something that you want us to sing each time, like we do with the other ones, we can. Or you could actually record it, and we'll use it as a sound effect. I think that's what we should do. So do that. But our friend Walt, who, you know, this is he's already been called out once by Nicole. He sent us a wonderful question, and definitely have to thank Bjorn and Walt for their constant filthy questions and entertaining questions. But Mr. Walt said, what are the benefits of euthanasia in the workplace?
In the workplace?
Walt and I email each other all day long at work. And it's hilarious about his coworkers, what he talks about, the things he talks about. And I'll tell you off the show about what he told me today about a famous person. But.
I think this is a great question, and I thought that we would call my best friend, Jason, who we've talked about on the show before. If he's not
a listener.
No, he is not, but if he's not, his partner
is a
listener. He listens while he works out. He's greatly enjoyed it.
And he also sent us a song that we need to include
in the Chicago.
In the Chicago, but I accidentally deleted it. Unless you sent it to my personal one.
Who knows? So let's see if Jason will answer, and hopefully he'll play along.
Take it off speaker.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine. What's going on?
Well, I have something going on, and I've got a question for you. Just so you know, you're actually kind of live on our podcast right now.
Okay.
Now he's excited.
Hi, Jason.
Brother says hi.
Hi.
We have a new segment called Ask the Expert, where we randomly call people on our phone when someone asks either a dirty question, funny question, you know, just to kind of see. Or serious question. Just, you know, see what your response is. And I thought you would enjoy especially today's, which is, could you talk to us about the benefits of euthanasia in the workplace?
Euthanasia from the perspective of annoying employees that bother you or... employees should be put out of their misery, or
all of the above. I mean, what are the benefits if euthanasia was possible in the workplace? I mean, I know you are an assistant manager of a fucking McDonald's.
Exactly. Well, I think we've all worked with lazy fucks at one point in our lives, and
or dated them.
Have Exactly. And having euthanasia available to you as an option really kind of cuts out the middleman of trying to go through paperwork, of writing people up and discipline. Because ultimately, when they leave your employment, they're not going to be helpful anywhere else. So it kind of, it really benefits society at that point. So they no longer become a burden for anyone else.
Right. So it sounds like you're saying that it should be part of the corrective action plan. Now, is that like before, like right after the verbal, the written euthanasia, or like where in the hierarchy of the corrective action plan does that go?
Well, I think there are some that shouldn't even get past orientation. Ah. Just turn in the application, not even having a resume, but just a written application. A lot of times, based upon their style of grammar, the way they present themselves, automatically details whether they should continue to live or not. You can draw many conclusions based on, they say, the first impression is the most important. Well, if you're going to kill them if they don't pass, then that is very true, So.
Okay.
So I have a question. Can you hear me?
Can you hear Ricky?
Yes.
Yes.
What would your style of euthanasia be?
What? Good question.
Well, much like animals, I think the least painful method is probably best. Now, if it were thinking McDonald's, that could be, force feeding them a bunch of Big Macs, but probably...
Death by fry vat.
Ew.
probably some form of lethal injection is probably the most efficient. So then we could then probably use the bodies as hamburger in the future. So.
Oh, pink slime. Pink slime.
I mean, because I know that you definitely want it to be clean, because I cannot imagine you ever...
Getting it messy.
Want to get it messy and clean up after a dead douchebag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you would like to name specifically that maybe doesn't listen to this show that you would like to have euthanized?
You can't use your partner.
I was gonna say I can only think of one.
And he listens to the show.
If that takes him off the table, then I guess I'm at a loss.
Okay, well, do you have any other, any other input on euthanasia before we let you go?
From a serious perspective or from a work application perspective?
Let's just go the not serious, because you're on the Foul Monkeys podcast and this isn't a political conversation at this point.
Okay.
Unless you have a Dr. Kevorkian like soapbox that you just need to get on, then by all means, please use this as your
Moment.
As your platform.
No, not at all. I will save that for another podcast, but perhaps I'll start one around that. But,
there you go.
I think when you start thinking Six Sigma and lean manufacturing as ways to improve the bottom line of a business, I definitely think euthanasia should not be overlooked in your corporate toolbox for applying discipline and proper training to prospective new employees.
So now who gets to do the euthanasia, though, when you were talking about Six Sigma? Are we talking about like a green belt, black belt?
Yes. Process improvement.
Gotcha.
And, that could be applied to the populace as you're thinning the herd, as it were, to those that would be just a pain in the ass to somebody else anyway.
Right. I love that Ricky is looking really confused because he has no idea what we're talking about right now.
No, cool. I know what Six Sigma is and all that stuff, because I learned it in school.
You just kind of got this.
Well, I kind of faded glossy. Out because I was done.
Jason, I will.
I thought that was hilarious because he actually put real world application to euthanasia.
Jason, I will say this. Your community college must be so much better than mine, because I would have never learned that shit.
But you also have to realize that he also works.
No, I know.
Though.
I know. But it was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh,
way to ruin it.
Well, I know. I'm sorry. So anyway, thanks, Jason. But for all of, if you have listeners in Indiana, you should definitely go out and support Jason and his company.
Yes.
By the Indiana AIDS Walk.
Woo-hoo.
In April. No, June. When is it? The Spotlight.
The Spotlight is in May this year. It's on May 7th. And the AIDS Walk this year is in September. It's on September 29th.
So, yes, if you need to throw some money at any AIDS organizations.
After you have donated to Foul Monkeys.
look up the Health Foundation of Indiana because they're good people. So, thanks, Jason. I love you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Jason.
Glad I can help.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, shit, I was trying I was accidentally trying to FaceTime with him. Oops.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
My main thing is, like, what about the turnover? Like,
that is a lot of turnover. And who's responsible for the burials?
Yeah. Well, no, think of it this way.
Cremation.
If it's a part of a actual corrective action plan, then there comes a point in the plan.
Ooh, less peas. Or further back from the microphone.
There comes a point in the corrective action plan where you're knowing that the person's not going to get off of it and that you're going to kill them or offboard them.
Oh, okay.
So then you could start you could build your recs, try to get them approved by governance.
Maybe you could do like a Dexter thing. Have like a Dexter hiree. And they just do it.
So maybe I'd actually have an employee who is my subject matter expert on euthanizing
title? Not so much euthanize, but murder, I guess it would be them.
What would their title be?
Murderer.
Murder matter expert, MME.
That's a good one.
Deathbringer.
Or, All right, you guys, we're at 41 minutes. We have some questions from Joe we're going to answer in the next show. I want to give some shout outs to people that I have talked to this week.
We'll talk about RuPaul.
We want to talk about Drag Race on the first one because the next one won't come out until after the next show.
We can end the Drag Race. But yeah. For the next episode, you can look forward to all that. You also look forward to another review, another phone call from the hottie in Hawaii.
We also got some hot sauce, a postcard we're going to talk about.
The fuck if I'm eating that hot sauce?
So there's lots of good stuff in the next show. But Drag Race.
RuPaul, I fucking hate you.
Ricky looked like that he had...
We can only make this last 3 to 4 minutes.
Ricky looked like he had diarrhea because he was sweating
so
hard.
I am
livid. I cannot believe she did not announce a fucking winner.
Is this the first time she's ever done it?
Yes.
So do you think there's going to be a huge twist? Like,
no.
All the girls
are going
to
bring Willem back and make her win.
I have to admit, I do like,
I am on a TV show.
I do like one of someone I saw tweet, you know, because you the hashtag on Rue and whatever, to see tell her who you think should win.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put how they couldn't believe it, and this would only be okay as if they come back at the Union Special and she crowns
Sharon.
Damn it, Pandora Box. Like, you know, from a whole
amazing.
Different season,
right? None of you bitches are good,
right? But no, yeah. I was pissed. But I'm a little nervous about your Sharon girl.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous because I don't think she did that well.
The
She's
last
not
episode,
a good dancer. But you know what? Like you said, we were talking about earlier, she did win a lot of stuff. And she's overall nice. I think overall she's been nice to people.
She's the future.
And she's really cool. And she's flexible. And she can do whatever you ask her to do.
Sharon
Just not dance so much.
If she doesn't win, it better fucking be Chad Michaels. Which I wouldn't mind if she won because I think it'd be nice to have that old school kind of, you know, veteran.
I wonder if Cher has even noticed him. I wonder if, like, she's even come across that yet.
I don't know. Okay. Well,
so
RuPaul's
Sharon
Drag Race.
Needles, if you listen, love you. Oh, my God. We're gonna see her on April 28th.
Yeah.
We're seeing... No, that's this Saturday.
That's April 28th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was not wrong.
No, but
in saying that.
No, but he made it sound like it was so far away. And it's like, no, it's more exciting than that, bitch. It's this Saturday.
Wow.
I'm so excited. It's this Saturday.
It's this April 28th.
That's better.
I am excited. I would have even been more excited if we could have done a meet and greet, but I'm happy with
those. Those were well sold out, sadly. But
I tweeted Sharon Needles to see if she could get us... No meet greets, but she never.
You should totally
this is also
ask her.
Like not
you should,
her first time.
We should tweet her. We should tweet her and say if she wants to be on our show.
I think you might want to go through other routes than tweeting, since the entire world is tweeting her right now.
That's true. We'll just kidnap her.
And why
on
would
Saturday.
She? Well, and first of all,
you're gonna do a show with us.
And why would she want to? Yeah,
because we're Foul Monkeys and we're amazing.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, goodbye, y'all.
We're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Wait, we don't have to do this anymore. Wait, do we?
Well, no. We can
say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
How bye. Many times have we done this? This is Waylon. Bye.
Goodbye.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, and James LeRoy FM. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page. Follow us on our Tumblr.
You like that, bitch?
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us. So please head on over to iTunes, where you can also subscribe to our show.
Oh,
enjoy, baby.
Okay, let's try this out again.
Let us know when you're ready.
When I'm ready.
Ready.
Testing.
Testicles.
Balls.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line. One swing ahead of the sword.
Sword.
I steal only what I can't afford.
Afford.
Okay, stop.